either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم قال وعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه فأروا الله تعالى من أنفسكم فيه خيرا فإن من حرم فيه رحمة الله فهو محروم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, very shortly, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We can analyze and look within ourselves the various emotions, the various preparation, intentions and desires which we hold with regards to the month of Ramadan. Many, many homes you'll find now the freezers are being packed with samosas, with bhajiyas, with various fries in different forms according to the understanding of different people. The preparation for the onset of Ramadan is taking place. If you look into Quran and Hadith, and we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba-e-Kiram, then we get a clear-cut picture of what Ramadan is supposed to represent, and what is the actual preparation for Ramadan that should occur. 2 months prior to Ramadan, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such would be his zest, and such would be his zeal and desire for this month, that from the onset of Rajab, he would already start making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That Allah bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive for the month of Ramadan. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that I never saw him fasting in any month like I saw him fasting in Sha'ban, that is besides Ramadan. And when I asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, why do you fast so much in Sha'ban? He would say it is in preparation for Ramadan. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one riwayat it comes, he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of the month of Ramadan, we should weigh this riwayat in the light of comments we hear being passed, that hopefully Saturday night will be a very cloudy night and they won't sight the moon. So we get one more chance to have a day without fasting. That is the reaction of many. Yet contrary to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if my ummah had to come to know what Allah has kept in Ramadan, then they would wish that the entire year would be Ramadan. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أعطاهم رمضان وسورة الإخلاص. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He would never have given them Ramadan and Surah Ikhlas. To that extent, the doors of Allah's mercy are open in this month of Ramadan. On one occasion, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba, and he said, Hada Ramadan qad ja'a. The month of Ramadan has come. It is the onset of Ramadan. Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. Wa tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar. Wa tughallu fihi shayateen. The doors of Jannat are open for this month. The doors of Jahannam are closed for this month. It comes in one riwayat, every night of Ramadan, Allah frees 1,000 souls from Jahannam. Such 1,000 people for whom Allah had decided azab and punishment in Jahannam, every night of Ramadan, 1,000 such souls are freed from Jahannam. On the night of Thursday, that is the eve of Jumu'ah in Ramadan, 1,000,000 souls are freed from Jahannam. In the last night of Ramadan, as many souls as Allah has freed from the first night of Ramadan, that many souls on the last night of Ramadan, Allah frees from Jahannam. This is that month, every night of Ramadan, Allah descends and Allah calls out, is there anyone that has a dua? Is there anyone that has any need? Is there anyone that wants to turn to his Allah? Allah is listening, Allah is ready to answer. The hadith which we mentioned in the beginning, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala who says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atakum shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan has come. Shahru Barakah, it is the month of Barakat, it is the month of blessings. Yaghshakum Allahu fi, fayanzilu rahma. Allah enshrouds you with His rahmat and His mercy in this month. وَيَحُطُّ فِيهِ الْخَطَايَا. Allah wipes away your sins in this month. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَا. Allah accepts and answers your du'as and your entreaties in this month. To what extent? نُزَدُ الْمَجَالِسِ. One riwayat it comes. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam addresses Allah ta'ala. يَا رَبِّ أَكْرَمْتَنِي بِالتَّكَلُّمْ فَهَلْ أَعْطَيْتَ أَحَدًا مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. O my Allah, I am your Kaleem. I am the one whom you spoke to directly. Did you give such a reverence? Did you give such an honor to anyone else besides me? Allah Ta'ala addresses him, O Musa, inna li ibadan ukhrijuhum fi akhir zaman. There are some slaves of mine who I will bring about in the last section of time. In other words, they will be from the last ummat. Ukrimuhum bi shahri Ramadan. I will bless them and I will honor them with the month of Ramadan. فَإِذَا صَامَتْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. O Musa, when the ummah of Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ will fast, وَبْيَضَّتْ شِفَاهُهُمْ وَصْفَرَّتْ أَلْوَانُهُمْ, their lips will become parched, their lips will become dry as a result of thirst, their faces will change color as a result of hunger. Unfortunately, our tarteeb of fasting nowadays is such that we have such a hearty sehri that it is impossible for us to really experience hunger. Many places, the fast takes on the shape of an early breakfast and a late lunch. That is the whole mizaj and the whole mansha of that fast is lost. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, just to digress, one riwayat he mentions, he says, one day in Jannat, a Jannati will be leaning against one of the hoors of Jannat. They will be sitting on the banks of a river of honey. She will be filling water in the goblets. She will be filling honey in goblets and giving him to drink. And then all of a sudden, she will address him and she will say that one day in the life in the dunya, you were fasting for the sake of Allah. It was a very, very hot day. It was a very long day. As a result of which, excessive thirst and hunger had overtaken you. At that juncture, at that time, Allah addressed his malaika. Fabaha bikal malaika. Allah boasted about you to his angels. Unzuru ila abdi. Taraka zawjatahu. Waladhatahu. Washahwatahu. Wataamahu. Washarabahu min ajli. Raghbatan fima indi. Allah addressed his angels and said, look at that slave of mine. He left his passions, he left his desires, he left his halal wife, he left his food, he left his drink for my sake. There was no other motivation. Raghbatan fima indi. He desired my jannat. He desired the reward from me. Ashhidu ya malaikati. O my malaika, you become a witness. Anni qad ghafartu lahu. That I have forgiven him. And then this hoor says that it was because of the fast of that day Allah made your maghfirat and Allah made your nikah with me. That is just one hoor. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna al-jannata latuzayyanu min al-sanati ila al-sana lidukhuli Ramadan. Coming back to that point which I made in the beginning, one is what preparation we make for Ramadan. Look at the preparation which Allah makes for Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah says, when one Ramadan finishes, from that time to the next Ramadan, in preparation for Ramadan, Allah orders that Jannat should be beautified. Jannat is prepared for the next Ramadan. And when the night or the eve of Ramadan comes, a wind blows in Jannat. The name of the wind is Muthira. As a result of which, the leaves of the trees of Jannat start shaking. The doorknobs of Jannat start shaking. And they emit a music, the like of which no insan or jinnat has ever heard. Jannat starts calling out, Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahri min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this month, let my residence be prepared. وَيَقُلْنَا الْحُورُ الْعِينَ. The hur-e-een of Jannat, the beautiful maidens of Jannat, they start making dua. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, in this month of Ramadan, let our husbands from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be prepared. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sana nafsahu fi shahri Ramadan falam yashrab fihi muskiran walam yarmi fihi mu'minan bi buhtan walam ya'mal fihi khatiyatan zawwajahu Allahu كل ليلة مئة حوراء وبنى له قصرا في الجنة من ذهب وفضة وياقوتة وزبرجد لو أن الدنيا كلها جمعت فجعلت فيه لم تكن فيه إلا كمربة عنز من الدنيا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that ummati of mine who fasted, the time of the talk of Jummah is very limited, but this is the point we want to make, my respected brothers. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes what is a fast. Shaitan and nafs is with every one of us. In this month, doors of Jannat are open. Jahannam is closed. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen are taken and locked up. Every opportunity Allah gives us to gain His nearness, to gain His forgiveness, to gain His love, to gain His mercy, to such an extent that Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that personality who from head to toe was rahmat and mercy, he also makes bad dua. My Allah has done so much for you. My Allah has done so much for you by giving you this month. My Allah is so willing to forgive you. Still, if you turn your back on Allah in this month, still if you don't appreciate Ramadan, then Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, he says, "Bu'dan liman adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu." May he be distanced, may he be cursed, who finds Ramadan and still faints to gain maghfirat and forgiveness from Allah. فَإِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ فِيهِ فَمَتَى. He says, if in Ramadan you cannot be forgiven, then when are you going to be forgiven? Fasting, my respected brothers, of the month of Ramadan, and the nights of the month of Ramadan, are not just there that externally we fast in the day, and at night attend the Taraweeh Salah in whatever fashion we are attending it, and we carry on as we were carrying on before Ramadan. لَيْسَ الصِّيَامِ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. Janab Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, abstention from food and drink is not fasting. Abstention from food and drink is not fasting. إِنَّمَ الصِّيَامِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. He said, fasting is abstention from the sins of the tongue. Fasting is abstention from the sin of the eyes and the heart. مَلَّمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. He says, if you will not leave out speaking lies, hurting the feelings of others, فَلَمْ يَرْمِ فِيهِ مُؤْمِنًا بِبُهْتَانٍ. You will not stop slandering people. You will not stop making ghibat. You will carry on maligning and hurting the feelings of others even in Ramadan. Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dispatching him to Yemen. And even while dispatching him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, O Mu'az, when you come back to Medina, لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَبِقَبْرِ. O Mu'az, when you come back to Medina, you will not find me. You will find my masjid and my qabr. We cannot imagine the impact this must have had on the heart of that sahabi. They love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own lives. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, give me some advice. What advice? Parting advice. Parting advice. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Alayka bihifdhil lisan. O Mu'az, guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. Mu'az bin Jabal is confused. This is parting advice. He will never see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. And what is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to him? Guard your tongue. He feels that this is not such an important advice. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing the expression on the face of Mu'az bin Jabal, he says, O Mu'az, do you feel that it is insignificant what I have told you? Thakilatka ummuka ya Mu'az. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He said, O Mu'az, there is nothing that will be more conducive in causing my ummati face down to be thrown into Jahannam besides the utterance of his tongue. Nothing will be more conducive in taking my ummat, despite their taqwa, despite their piety, despite their fasting, despite their salah, despite their ibadat, nothing will be more conducive than causing them face down to be thrown into Jahannam besides the utterance of the tongue. He said, that person who will not control his tongue in the month of Ramadan, Allah has no need for him to leave his food and leave his drink. Fast is not the fasting of only abstention from food and drink. My respected brothers, we have to fast spiritually. Protection of the eyes, protection of the ears, protection of the heart. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is he saying? He says, if you keep that type of fast, if you keep that type of fast, man sana nafsahu fi shahri Ramadan, protect your nafs. Stay in the environment of the masjid. Stay in Allah's obedience. Lam yamal fi khatiyatan. Don't break the order of Allah. Don't hurt the feelings of others. Don't slander anybody. Don't make ghibat about anybody. Then what will Allah give you? زَوَّجَهُ اللَّهُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ مِيَةَ حَوْرَى. Every night of Ramadan, Allah will make your nikah with 100 hoors of Jannah. وَبَنَا لَهُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah will build you for each fast like that. For each fast like that, each night, Allah will build you a palace in Jannat, made out of gold, silver, rubies and emeralds, such a valuable palace that if this whole world and all its wealth had to be placed in that palace, it would be as insignificant as if you had a farm in this world and there was one small pen in one corner, one small shed in one corner, as insignificant as that shed is in relation to this farm. This entire dunya is so insignificant in relation to that palace which Allah will give you each night of such a fast. Let us not deprive ourselves, my respected brothers. This month is not an ordinary month. This is a month that has to be valued. This is a month where we have to exert ourselves. Musa alayhi salam, to complete that riwayat, Allah Ta'ala says to him, O Musa, when the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will fast, their lips will become parched and dry. Their skins will change color because of hunger. The time of iftar will come. They will raise up their hands and make dua to me. O Musa, you are speaking to me now. Between you and me, there are 70 veils. When the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of iftar will raise his hand, then there will not be a single veil between me and them. This is the month of barakat, the month of blessings, the month of mercy, the month when Allah is ready and willing to forgive us. Let us take lesson from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what Ramadan represented to them. My respected brothers, unfortunately, we have restricted and confined our understanding of what Ramadan is. This ummah is in a plight. This ummah is in problems. In every direction we can see. Our preparation for Ramadan is to fill our freezers. Our preparation for Ramadan is taken very lightly. Think of our brothers and our sisters throughout the world who are in such a situation where Ramadan, instead of being something to look forward for, in where Ramadan, instead of being a month where they can fast with ease, without fear for their lives, without fear for their mothers and their sisters, they are living with the threat of mort. They are living with the threat of hunger and difficulty and starvation. They are living in peril from every direction. Ramadan does not constitute respite for them. Their fast also is turned against them. Such conditions this ummah is facing in this present day and age. We have to revert back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Ramadan constituted for Sahaba. This is the month, my respected brothers, of fasting in the day, of Quran at night. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of our elders, he says, Quran mutaharrik shay hai. He says, the Quran is something of harkat. The Quran was revealed in harkat. The Quran was revealed in movement. Some before Hijrat, some in Hijrat, some after Hijrat, some in Badr, some in Uhud, some in Fateh Makkah, some in Tabuk, some in Khandaq. As Sahaba exerted themselves, as Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent difficulty and hardship in propagating the message of Allah, they were faced with circumstances, and on those circumstances, Quran was revealed. He says, we want to sit in one place. We want to restrict the Quran. And we want to fulfill the right of the Quran. The Quran was revealed in harkat. The Quran will come alive through harkat. We have taken this month as a month. Let us stay at home. Let it be a month for us to make our ibadat. Let it be a month for us to increase our tilawat of Quran. No doubt, definitely, it has to be a month of ibadat. It has to be a month of increasing our tilawat of Quran. But take lesson from the plight that is facing this ummah. The circumstances have turned against this ummah, because this ummah was an ummah of harkat. This ummah was an ummah of movement. Ala wa inna rahal islami daira faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is on the move. Islam is on the move. Take the Quran of Allah and move. What better month than the month of the Quran, than the month of Ramadan, to take the kitab of Allah and to take the deen of Allah and move in the path of Allah? Badr, 313 on one side, pitiable situation, 70 camels, 2 horses. One rewaite it comes, they had 5 swords shared between them. If someone had a short sword, the other one had a shield. Someone had one shoe, the other one had another shoe. 313 facing the might of an army 1,000 strong. It was a suicide mission. They had went out to attack the caravan of Abu Sufyan. They were not expecting to face the might of the Quraysh. Yet what was the preparation that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did? He didn't send back for reinforcements. He just asked them one question. Oh my Sahaba, are you ready to hand yourself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you ready to hand yourself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Bakr stands up and says, we are ready. Umar stands up and says, we are ready. Still he repeats the question, why? He's referring to Ansar-e-Madina. They had taken the oath in Aqaba that they will serve Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will serve Islam in Medina. Badr is 170 kilometers away from Medina. Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you referring to us Ansar? He says, yes, I am referring to you Ansar. Are you ready to hand yourself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, idhan la naqulu laka kama qala qawm Musa li Musa. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون ولكن اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما متبعون فنحن نقاتل عن يمينك وعن شمالك وبين يديك وخلفك فإنا قد آمنا بك وصدقناك وعطيناك على ذلك عهودنا ومواثيقنا على السمع والطاعة لك فامضي يا رسول الله لو أمرتنا أن نخيض البحار لأخذناها ولو أمرتنا أن نضرب أكبادنا إلى برك الغماد لفعلنا فامضي يا رسول الله سل حبال من شئت واقطع حبال من شئت وسالم من شئت وحارب من شئت وخذ من أموالنا ما شئت والذي أخذت من أموالنا أحب إلينا مما تركت. He said, O Nabi of Allah, we will not say like the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, the deen of Allah is dying, you and your Rabb go, we are going to sit here. We will not do like the Jews, we will not do like the Bani Israel. We will say to you, you and your Rabb go, we are with you, we are on your right, we are on your left, we are in front of you, we are behind you. Why? Because we brought Iman on you. We brought Iman on you. We accepted you that you are the true Nabi of Allah. And because of that, our wealth is not ours anymore. This life is not ours anymore. It has to be given to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the propagation of this deen. O Nabi of Allah, if you order us one by one to jump off the mountain and die, we are prepared without question. If you order us one by one to jump into the river and the sea and drown, we are ready to do so without question. If you order us one by one to mount our camels and ride to Barkul Ghimad in Yemen, we are ready to do so. O Nabi of Allah, you go ahead. Join ties with whom you want to join ties. Make war with whom you want to make war. Make peace with whom you want to make peace. Take from our wealth and what our lives, whatever you want. Wallah, what you will use of our lives and our wealth is more beloved to us than what you will leave behind. Then, when this ummah was ready, that was the tayari. That was the preparation, not numbers, not weapons. We have handed ourselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he heard this, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And Sahaba went ahead and Allah referred to that day as Yawmul Furqan. On 313 ill-equipped people, Allah made the decision that Islam will spread to the four corners of the world. My respected brothers, that day was in this month of Ramadan. It was the 17th of Ramadan that Allah made the decision in the heavens that Islam will spread. 6 years later, Fateh Makkah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into Makkah, that city from which he had been expelled. Allah ta'ala brought his Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Makkah, victorious, and then Makkah and Medina became the base by which Islam spread to the four corners of the world. Fateh Makkah also took place in Ramadan. This was not a month when this ummah sat back. I will terminate on one riwayat, my respected brothers, Usman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He stands on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. Appreciate the veracity of this. This is Medina. This is Madinatul Munawwara. These are Sahaba. And he is addressing them and he is saying that, oh my brothers of Medina, do not let your brothers of Sham, and do not let your brothers of Iraq, and do not let your brothers of Egypt go ahead from you. Do not feel that you are in Medina, so that you do not have to strive in the path of Allah while they are striving. Oh my brothers, Usman is addressing them. He says that one day you will spend striving in the path of Allah is better than 1,000 days. Wallah, it is better than 1,000 days that you will spend fasting in Medina and crying every night for 1,000 nights in Salah in Medina. Better than that is one day that you will spend striving in the path of Allah. Take the lesson that Sahaba took. This month of mercy, make it a zariya of mercy for the whole humanity. Make it a zariya of mercy for America, for Australia, for Europe, for Asia, for Africa. Go out in the path of Allah like Sahaba strove in Ramadan. Badr was in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Sahaba did not make this a month to sit in the masjid only. They went and brought Islam alive in the four corners of the world. And their graves scattered throughout the entire world is a living testimony of this. So may Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq to appreciate this month, to fast externally and internally, and to use this month to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-83000-97. That's 011-83000-97. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim Contribution to the World, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains two complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Muhsin Khan, and Pickthall, two complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of Hadith and Fiqh, History of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Chronological History, History of the Khalifas, Letters and Treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, Halal Haram Foods, Islamic Clip Art, Kalimas, Duas, Videos. The Islamic Scholar Professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, throughout the entire world we find that this is a very difficult and trying period in the history of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Daily we are being bombarded through the media and through different sources and avenues with mention of the plight, atrocities, difficulties, hardships that are being heaped upon the shoulders of this ummah. In fact, it is difficult to find a parallel or a parable in the history of this ummah where this ummah has steeped to such a low level of humiliation. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that halat and conditions turning against this ummah, this is not indicative of a situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forsaken this ummah. But in fact, these conditions bring to mind the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will make you taste in this world a small azab. دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ, before the big azab of the hereafter. And why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. Not because Allah doesn't love you. The love of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the shafqat of Allah for His slaves, and in specific for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is something that words or examples cannot possibly do justice in expressing. In one riwayat it comes that Musa alayhi salatu was salam asked Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, is there any other creation of yours whom you have honored in the manner that you have honored me, in that you spoke directly to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, in the last stages of time, there is an ummah which I am going to send. And I am going to bless this ummah with the month of Ramadan. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And O Musa, when the followers of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast in this month, their lips will become parched and dry as a result of thirst. Their faces will become emaciated as a result of hunger. And the time of iftar will come. At this time, O Musa, these ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will raise up their hands and they will make dua to me. O Musa, when I am speaking to you now, between you and me there are 70,000 veils. But such is the honor that I will bestow upon that ummat, that at the time of iftar, when the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises up his hand and speaks to me, there will not be a single veil between me and him. This is that month when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That in preparation for Ramadan, from the beginning of the year, the angels of Allah are ordered to start beautifying Jannat in preparation for Ramadan. 12 months before Ramadan can come, the preparation has started in Jannat. When Rajab would enter, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start making this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us barakat and blessings in Rajab and Shaban, and let us remain alive so that we can experience Ramadan. Such is the hurmat and sacredity of this month. That one incident is mentioned in the kitabs. That there was a Majusi, a fire worshipper. It was the month of Ramadan, and he came across his son eating in the bazaar openly. He was a Majusi, a fire worshipper, yet he rebuked his son and he said, why don't you show respect for this month of fasting of the Muslims? When this Majusi passed away, one great alim saw him in a dream. And to his utter consternation and surprise, he sees this Majusi sitting on a throne of light in Jannat. So he says to him, Alasta Majusiyun, are you not a Majusi? How is it that Allah has honored you like this? He says, when the time of my death came near, it was late one night, and I knew that it is the final moments of my life in this world. I heard a sound from above, a caller calling out that, Ya Malaikati, O my angels, La Tatrukuhu Majusiyan, do not let this person die in a condition that he is a fire worshipper. Honor him with Islam because he honored my month of Ramadan. This is when a fire worshipper understood the sacredity and gave honor to this month of Ramadan. Coming back to the riwayat we were mentioning, Jannat is beautified. إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمَثِيرَةِ. When the first night of Ramadan comes, then a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. This wind is called Mathira. فَتُشْصَفِّقُ أَشْجَارَ وَرَقِ الْجِنَانِ فتصفق ورق أشجار الجنان وحلق المصاريع. Such is the effect of this wind that the leaves of the trees of Jannat start shaking, and the door handles of Jannat start shaking and give off such a beautiful sound that the like of the sound was never heard before. Jannat starts making dua to Allah. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahri min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, grant us in this month from your slaves, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who will become the residents of Jannat. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lillahi ta'ala في كل يوم من شهر رمضان ألف ألف عتيق من النار قد استوجب النار. Every day of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 1 million people from Jahannam. People who by their actions had already earned Jahannam. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the shafqat of Allah, the kindness of Allah, In one riwayat it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the order on the day of judgment with regards to one person, that take this person, yu'maru bihi ila an-nar, take this person and throw him into Jahannam. As this person starts walking towards Jahannam, إِذَا بَلَغَ ثُلُثَ الطَّرِيقِ إِلْتَفَتَ ثُمَّ إِذَا بَلَغَ نِصْفَ الطَّرِيقِ إِلْتَفَتَ ثُمَّ إِذَا بَلَغَ ثُلُثَهِ الطَّرِيقِ إِلْتَفَتَ. When he reaches one third of the way, he'll turn around and he'll look back. Then he will carry on. Halfway he'll turn around and look back again. Then he'll carry on. Two-thirds of the way he will turn around and look back again. Allah Ta'ala will order his angels, رُدُّوهُ إِلَيَّ, bring this person back to me. Then Allah Ta'ala will ask him, that, oh my slave, why is it that you kept on looking back? He says, oh Allah, as I started walking towards Jahannam, when I reached one-third of the way, تَذَكَّرْتُ قَوْلَكَ, I remembered that you in your Quran has said, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, that your Rabb is Ghafoor, your Rabb is forgiving, ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, your Rabb is a Zat and a being of mercy. So it entered my heart that my Allah who is Ghafoor and merciful, how can he be sending me to Jahannam? Maybe now he has forgiven me. Then he says, I carried on. And when I reached halfway, تَذَكَّرْتُ قَوْلَكْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, where Allah Ta'ala himself is asking, then who is there that is going to forgive besides Allah? Then I thought in my heart that perhaps now Allah has forgiven me. Then he says, I carried on. When I reached two-thirds of the way, now my entry into Jahannam was imminent. Then that verse of the Quran, I remember that my Allah says, قُلْ, Allah orders Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell them, O my beloved Habib, يَا عِبَادِي, Allah, who is free from every blemish, whose greatness and majesty cannot possibly be imagined, is addressing this insan who from head to toe is a collection of impurities, whose day and night is spent in his disobedience, and with shafqat and love and mercy, Allah is saying, O my beloved slave, whom is Allah addressing? Is Allah calling out to the one who spent every night in tahajjud? Is Allah calling out to the one who spent every day in his obedience, in ibadat? Is Allah calling out to the zakireen? Or is Allah calling out to the muttaqeen? No, my respected brothers. Alladheena asrafu ala anfusihim. Allah says, oh those who transgressed upon their souls, those who turned their backs on Allah, those who the whole year disobeyed Allah, those who frequented the dens of vice and transgression, those who invited the wrath and the anger and the lanat and the curses of Allah upon themselves and humanity, them, the demand or requisite of this verse at this juncture is Allah should have said, O sinners, O wrongdoers, O zalimeen. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, O my beloved slaves. What message is Allah giving? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. The kings of this world may have closed their doors upon you. The rulers of this world may have turned their backs upon you. Humanity may have turned against you. In every direction it is enmity, hatred, anger directed against you. Never mind what the situation is. Never mind how far you have gone. Never mind how much you have transgressed. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Know and understand that your Allah has not forsaken you. Never
ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most forgiving, most merciful. He says, Ya Allah, I thought of this verse. فَزْدَدْتُ طَمَعًا. Then it entered my heart that this is not possible. My Allah cannot be sending me to Jahannam. Allah says to his angels, take this person and put him into Jannah. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah, the intizam and system which Allah has put in place in this Mubarak month of Ramadan which is coming. Where Allah orders, Ya Ridwan, O Ridwan, O keeper of Jannah, open the doors of Jannah. O Malik, O keeper of Jahannam, lock up the doors of Jahannam. O Jibreel, go down to the earth, find those shayateen that are turning my slaves away from me. Catch each one of them, tie them up and throw them into the oceans, so that even at least in this month of Ramadan, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not disobey me. Each night, Allah is calling out, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ سُؤْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone that is ready to make tawbah now? Is there anyone that is ready to ask for my maghfirat now? Is there anyone that is ready to make sulah with his Allah now? Really, my respected brothers, if we look at the plight of this ummah, if we look at the situation that is staring us throughout the entire world, let us stop being ostriches with our heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality now. This ummah, by its actions, by its demeanor, has signed the writ, the declaration of war with Allah. In every direction it is the disobedience of Allah. The athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah are apparent in every direction. This Ramadan has come. Once again, Allah is extending the hand of mercy to us. That come back to you, Allah. Make tawbah. The call and the requisite and the need of the hour is tawbah. To make sulah with Allah. To come back and knock on the door of Allah. If even this month, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Rahmatul Lil Alameen himself makes bad dua, ba'uda man adraka Ramadan wa lam yughfar lah, that may Allah curse that person who finds this month of Ramadan, a month when Allah is so willing to forgive and still he fails to gain the mercy of Allah. Carrying on with that riwayat which I mentioned earlier, when the first night of Ramadan comes, وَيَقُلْنَا الْحُورُ الْعِينَ, the Hur-e-Een of Jannat, the beautiful damsels and maidens of Jannat, they call out, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ لَنَا فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ أَزْوَاجًا. O Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prepare those men who will become our husbands. Who is there that is ready to become our husbands? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains, what does it mean to become the husband of the hoors of Jannat? Man sana nafsahu fi Ramadan, lam yashrab fihi muskiran, walam yarmi fihi mu'minan bibuhtan, walam ya'mal khati'atan. That person who in Ramadan will make sincere tawbah. I'm making tashri' of this hadith. What is meant by sincere tawbah? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once asked his students, Atadruna man ittaib? O my students, do you know who is the one who has made tawbah? The students replied that, O our ustad, tell us. He had been in the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They knew that whatever he will say is coming from that mishkat of nur. So he replies and says, من تاب ولم يتعلم العلم فليس بتائب ومن تاب ولم يرض الخصماء فليس بتائب ومن تاب ولم يغير لباسه وزينته فليس بتائب ومن تاب ولم يبدل أصحابه فليس بتائب ومن تاب ولم يغير خلقه فليس بتائب ومن تاب ولم يطوي فراشه فليس بتائب ومن استبان فإذا استبان من العبد هذه الخصال فهو تائب حقا. Before I translate, we are running out of time. In this is Ishara. My respected brothers, we can cry tears of blood as to the extent of injustice and oppression of this insan. Open and embracing declarations of mercy and forgiveness for Allah, from Allah, are not there so that we compartmentalize deen. Insan's maqsad and purpose on this earth is to be the slave of Allah. And that slavery is not fixed to time periods. Shab-e-Barat, Allah must be worshipped. First or second Taraweeh, Allah must be worshipped. 27th night of Ramadan, Allah must be worshipped. Some big night, Allah must be worshipped. Come Ramadan, that shaitan box which is destroying the haya and iman of the ummah, cover it up. But Ya Allah, I am sorry. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah. Ya Allah, I want your forgiveness and your mercy. But understand, let the hilal of Eid be sighted. Let the subah of this big night come. Let these occasions when your mercy is apparent pass. And Ya Allah, I am going to carry on the way I was carrying on before. I am going to continue with those wrongs. I am going to continue to disobey you till the next Ramadan or till the next big night. This is not earning Allah's forgiveness. This is mockery and mazak with Allah. This is not tawbah. He says that person who made tawbah and did not increase his knowledge of deen, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not changed his dressing to resemble the dressing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his appearance to resemble the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not wrapped up his bedding in the night to stand in front of Allah and shed tears, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not changed his company and those friends who are taking him to haram, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not spent his wealth and time in the path of Allah, he has not made tawbah. That person upon whom these qualities have become apparent, the Sahabi Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, when these changes will become apparent in our lives, فَهُوَ تَائِبٌ حَقَّ, then he has made tawbah. This is tawbah. And that will not happen sitting in our shops. That will not happen continuing in our environments of masiyat. Ramadan is not there so that for a few nights we worship Allah. Ramadan is being given to us, my respected brothers. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. From the depths of our heart, take this opportunity, take this robe being given to us by Allah. Allah has made it such, this masjid also is being opened on the eve of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept it and make it a markaz of hidayat. But my respected brothers, the cry and the need for this ummah throughout the world now is that we have to knock the door of tawbah. We have to become the people of the masjid. We have to come back into the masjid. Come back onto the way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are being given this opportunity. Ramadan is coming. Let us spend this Ramadan in the path of Allah. Let us spend this Ramadan in the environment of the masjid. Let us spend this Ramadan in the environment of those who are calling to Allah, of those who are speaking about qabr and akhirat. Let us spend this Ramadan in a manner where this Ramadan becomes a means of the next 11 months of the year being spent in a manner that Allah is pleased with us. That person who will save himself from haram in Ramadan, he will not take intoxicants, he will not slander another Muslim, he will not speak ill about another Muslim, he will not openly disobey Allah in Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, for this type of Ramadan, for this type of fasting, زوجه الله كل ليلة مئة حورا. Every night of Ramadan, Allah will make the nikah of this person with 100 hours of Jannat. وَبَنَا لَهُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ وَيَاقُوتٍ وَزَبَرْجَدٍ. And each night of Ramadan, as a gift from Allah, Allah will build him one palace in Jannat from gold, silver, rubies and emeralds. لَوْ أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا جُمِعَتْ فَجُعِلَتْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْقَصْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ إِلَّا كَمَرْبَطِ عَنْزٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Such a palace Allah will give him each night of Ramadan, that if this whole universe had to be taken and put into that palace, like one pen of sheep compared to the whole world is so tiny, this whole dunya is so tiny compared to that palace in Jannat. That is when Ramadan will become a reality of Ramadan, when this fasting will be with the sifat and the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So make it easy for ourselves, my respected brothers, and make this niyat and himmat that let us come into the masjid, let us spend our time in Ramadan in the path of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.